This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And we start tonight in the USA, where a new Trevor Project survey has found that 26% of queer members of Gen Z are non-binary and another 20% are questioning their gender identity. So they, in part of this survey, they collected data from 35,000 LGBTQ plus youth between 13 and 24. And it's quite surprising results. They're just definitely finding that the Gen Z generation is the queerest yet, with 5.6% of people aged 18 and 24 falling under the LGBTQ plus umbrella.
And pronouns were one of the big things to come out of this as well. So there's a much greater adoption.
Yeah, so definitely much more gender queer identity, gender fluid, androgynous is being used a lot, gender non-conforming.
33% of non-binary youth use the they, them pronouns, 20% use she, they, and he, they, another 16%. Yeah, it's really being adopted by the younger generations, and yet you see many commentators using this as a kind of a wedge thing at the moment to say this is a, you know, a bad thing.
Well, greatness gone crazy, Okay, and the next one is Montenegro. Montenegro is the next European country to celebrate its first tying of the knot of a same-sex couple. So it took place last Sunday in Budvar, coastal resort, and this was a coming together of a lesbian couple. And this weekend also was a milestone took place 1 year after the Parliament of Montenegro passed a bill extending equal marriage rights to same-sex couples. And it's quite surprising because this country is not exactly...
Well, it's in the Balkans. It's one of the... slower to adopt progressive laws.
Laws well ahead of social attitudes by the majority of the population.
And it's not just marriage, it's the thing, it's the rights that come with that. So same-sex couples are now permitted hospital visitation rights where they weren't before. There's social security benefits which are currently afforded to opposite-sex couples that are now coming across to same-sex couples as well. So this is a really great win for the local.
It didn't come without resistance. There are some people who call this this move is being perpetrated by world Satanists, according to one right-wing party. I love it.
We have such power, the rainbow community. You never really thought about it that way.
Yes, we're in cahoots.
This law only just passed, though, to a two-vote majority, so it has been really contentious.
Very. And, you know, there's a Human Rights Institute in Denmark that said 71% of respondents of the survey they did in Montenegro showed that people think 71% think homosexuality is an illness. And the government's job should be to suppress it. So it's surprising that's come in such a country, such a progressive law.
Be interesting to see how this might play out with other Balkan countries. Yes. So quite often you see countries that are in a sort of a block. Yes. If one breaks away, there's a bit of competition goes on. Yeah. They might wait and see how it's received, but then it empowers others within that, within that block to sort of progress.
The more progressive countries like Slovenia, spreading Croatia, so it is, there definitely might be a roll-on effect. And a reasonably interesting positive story out of Hungary, where there's anger over what we well know, and this we've talked about before, Hungary's right-wing governments. Again, they've got a very similar law to our lead story tonight on anti-gay propaganda legislation by Viktor Orban. But the people went out on the street, despite of this oppression, to march in a pride march.
They let their feet do the talking?
Yes, let their feet do the talking. So we've got parallels with what we saw a few weeks ago in Turkey, in Istanbul Pride, where people, despite police suppression, were out in force. So again, it's showing the young generation, as we talked about a little bit just earlier in the show, young people not putting up with this.
The bill that has come, and this is echoes of Russia's gay propaganda law. It's a, you know, it's actually gone a step further, but this one is really the measures were attached to a bill which allowed tougher penalties for pedophiles.
Yeah.
So it didn't immediately call out LGBT people. It was just making that alignment, the soft alignment of, you know, who's looking after the children.
Yes, it's, but again, it's showing this wave of protests again in Poland, we're seeing it, Hungary, Turkey, Russia, of course, that we talked about. So it's interesting.
And the European Union, too, has also been coming out quite strongly. They've actually launched two separate legal challenges against Hungary's laws. So if you're a part of the European Union, you need to commit to certain policies that sort of embody what the European Union's about. When you go against it, they're actually launching legal battle against.
It's kind of like there's almost like a cultural cold war going on between Western Europe and Eastern Europe in a certain way. Poland's a very similar story.
Now, in case you missed it, the Olympics are on.
I've been watching the men's gymnastics.
and the diving, no doubt, as well, where Tom Daley...
Daly, isn't he?
Sweetheart. He is, and he. So they won gold. Sitting in the stands.
I saw a little clip of him being getting a delivery of wool by one of the helpers or volunteers at the Olympics.
And he has spoken out very, very powerfully after winning this gold, you know, really made his views clear that, you know, he is a gay person, look what he's done. So he's really setting a big example, sending out a message to all the young queer people around the world who are watching that that medal presentation and his profile.
Yeah, again, it's a great, great example.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.